Oh brothers, namaz will help you, namaz will to see Allah. Oh brothers, namaz will help you, namaz will to attain Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. It is mentioned in Sunan Ibn Majah that our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has stated, send durood upon me abundantly on Friday, as it is a day of mashhood. Angels appear on this day. Whoever sends durood upon me, his durood is presented to me until he completes it. Sayyiduna Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that I asked humbly, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what about after your demise? What about after you make parda from this dunya? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam replied, it will also be presented even after my apparent death. Allahu Akbar. Inna Allaha harrama 'alal ardi أن تأكل أجساد الأنبياء فنبي الله حي يرزق. That the soil has been prohibited by Allah Azza wa Jal from consuming the bodies of the prophets عليهم السلام. The prophets عليهم السلام of Allah Azza wa Jal stay alive after their death, and they are provided rizq, sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. صلوا على الحبيب sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabiyullah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, once again we like to welcome you to this beautiful series on Madani channel known as the Laws of Salah. MashaAllah, alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, we have covered many aspects about Salah. Today, before we hear anything, let us get together and make some good intentions. For our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. That the intention of a believer is greater than his action. So you make intention that whatever good you are going to hear today, inshallah, whatever good we are going to listen, we are going to practice upon that. And not only practice upon that, because our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً, that convey on my behalf even if it is one verse. Therefore, whatever good we will hear that for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, as well as we will pass this knowledge to others for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, in the previous discussion that we had, we spoke about Salah preventing one from committing sins. As Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in the Holy Quran, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Indeed, the prayer stops from indecency and evil. Surah An-Kabut. Dear views of Madani channel, ponder for a moment that Allah Azza wa Jal says, indeed the prayer stops from indecency and evil. So why do not we refrain from haram? Why don't we refrain from haram? Sinful and haram forbidden acts in Sharia. Activities despite performing Salah. Despite performing salah, we disobey our parents. Despite performing salah, we are indulged in vulgar, in evil and unveiling, leading to evil sightedness. We indulged in seeing haram. Despite performing salah, we watch movies and dramas, listen to music and songs. Despite performing salah, an endless process of falling speedingly into the incomprehensible depth of sins is continued by these mobiles. Allahu Akbar. Internet and social medias. Yet, despite performing salah, speaking abusive languages, backbiting, tale-telling, giving and taking riba interest, hurting people, using bad languages, etc., are booming in our society. Allahu Akbar. Despite performing salah, how surprising is it that despite performing salah, sunnah of keeping beard is being violated brutally by shaving and letting the sign of the love of the Blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam flowing in the filthy drain. Allahu Akbar. Whereas the Blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has stated that trim closely the mustache and grow the beard. This is the order of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, that trim the mustache closely and let the beards grow, and thus act against the fire worshippers, as the fire worshippers, the kuffar, used to grow their mustache and shave their beards. So in contrary to them, we should grow the beard and shorten the mustache. Although shaving a beard haram acts, why this haram act is happening despite performing salah? I am giving you something, dear viewers of Madani Channel, to ponder upon. That despite performing salah, why do we indulge in these activities? Why are we not keeping away from sinful acts? These sins will lead us to severe punishment on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. There is no doubt at all that the aforementioned blessed sayings of Allah Azza wa Jal is undeniably true. Those who offer salah, those who perform their salah, should certainly avoid sins. So what is the reason behind adopting un-Islamic culture and immoral fashions? Why do not our hearts get inclined towards adopting the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam? Can a true worshipper become a liar? Allahu Akbar. Can a true worshipper become a liar, betrayer, backbiter, haram, forbidden, unlawful, earner, lover of movies and dramas, and Allah Azza wa Jal forbid, clean shaven the face like the enemies of the Blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam? No, not at all. A person who performs his salah would not do such acts, would not do the opposite of which our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has taught us. Let us listen to a very beautiful saying. The virtues of salah are extremely commendable. In this regard, on page 76 of a book published by Maktabatul Madina, the Department of Dawat-e-Islami, it is mentioned that Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has stated that I was sitting beneath a tree with Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, where he held a dry branch from a tree and shook it until its leaves fell out. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiyallahu anhu held a tree of which leaves were extremely dry, and as he shook the tree, the leaves were falling from the tree. He then uttered, O Abu Uthman radiyallahu anhu, will you not ask me as to why I did such a thing? He Hazrat Salman Farsi asked, O Abu Uthman radiyallahu anhu, will you not ask me why I did this? Why I have shaken this tree to allow these leaves to fall? I replied and said to him, the question to which he replied, this one time I was standing beneath a tree. Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiyallahu anhu mentions, this one time I was standing beneath a tree with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He acted, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did the very same thing that, just like how I have just did. He acted just like how I did, holding a tree branch and shaking it until its leaves fell. Then the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, O Salman, will you not ask me why I did this? Allahu Akbar. Will you not ask me why I have shaken this tree and allowed these leaves to fall? I asked, Ya, O Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please inform me, why did you do this? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, undoubtedly, dear viewers of Madani channel, pay attention attentively and listen to this beautiful hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, undoubtedly, when a Muslim offers the 5 daily salah, his sins fall just like these leaves had fallen. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, it is time for us to correct ourselves. Let us come into this beautiful environment of Da'wat-e-Islami and find a solution for our problems, find a solution for our sins. Surely if you come into this beautiful movement, the environment is there to correct ourselves. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. We are sinful people. And in order to remove our sins, we need to repent and beg in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. Let's get together and recite these couplets written by Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Attar Radhavi Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyya. آج بنتا ہوں معزز جو کھلے حشر میں عیب آج بنتا ہوں معزز جو کھلے حشر میں پھنسوں گا یا رب ہائے رسوائی کی آفت میں پھنسوں گا یا رب کب گناہوں سے کنارا میں کروں گا یا رب نیک کب اے میرے اللہ ہاں بنوں گا یا رب کب گناہوں کے مرض سے کب گناہوں کے مرض سے میں شفا پاؤں گا کب میں بیمار مدینے کب یا رب کب میں بیمار مدینے کب لوں صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله. الله أكبر. Dear viewers of Madani channel, let's embrace the Holy Quran. Let's not keep the Quran in our homes for it to collect dust. Let's recite the Quran so that we may become practical Muslims. Let's recite the Holy Quran so that we may understand the Holy Quran. Go over the translation of Kanzul Iman. Allahu Akbar. Practice, my dear viewers of Madani channel. Let's become practical Muslims. And surely when you become practical, you would find blessings in your wealth. You would find barakah in your rozi, in your sustenance. You will find a difference in your life. You will find tranquility in your heart. Despite you being poor, despite you being gharib, you have a little salary. But through the barakah of salah, you would find that salary lasting you more than those people that have millions. Allahu Akbar. Let's become namazi. Let's become ashiqi salah. Let's become ashiqi Quran. Allahu Akbar. Commenting on the love of worshipping and reciting the Holy Quran of the blessed Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, the companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Listen to this very beautiful incident. Hazrat Sayyidina Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, a very great companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Let's take the lesson from this beautiful incident and let's once again compare ourselves with the salah of those pious predecessors. Let's compare our namaz with those pious sahaba ikram that they have followed the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Those teachings have reached us. We have heard of the sayings of salah. We have heard the commands of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. But how practical were those Muslims? How practical were the sahaba ikram? And today, where do we stand? Allahu Akbar. On the way back to Madinatul Munawwara, after attending a ghazwa, a battle, we passed by a mountainous area. The renowned and respected Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam ordered us to pitch a camp in a valley. Sayyidina Jabir radiyallahu anhu says, whilst we were coming back from jihad, from a ghazwa, and we passed a place where they had lots of mountains around, our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam commanded us to pitch a camp in a valley. All the blessed Sahaba radiyallahu anhu stayed there to rest as they were tired. And it was the order of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam to pitch a camp so that everybody may rest. The beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam asked, who would keep watch over the camp at night? As it is the time of night, it has gone dark, so there should be someone that's keeping guard. There should be someone that's checking to make sure that everybody is safe here, whoever is sleeping. Allahu Akbar. A muhajir and an ansari sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma offered to keep watch. Two companions said, labbayka rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Both these companions answered to the question of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One companion was a muhajir and the other companion, the other sahabi, was an ansari. Allahu Akbar. So they offered to keep watch. So the responsibility of guarding the camp was assumed by both these blessed sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. Both consulted each and other, and the ansari sahabi radiyallahu anhu said, let us keep watch and sleep turn by turn. In the first half of the night, I shall be checking and watching while you sleep. In the next half, while you sleep, I will keep guard while you sleep. And in the next half, you may keep watch while I sleep. So they had this agreement done between both Muhajir Sahabi and the Ansari Sahabi. The Muhajir Sahabi would keep guard while the Ansari Sahabi will rest. And then on the other half of the night, the Ansari Sahabi will keep guard whilst the Muhajir Sahabi will rest. Like that, they had an agreement. Therefore, the Muhajir Sahabi agreed and went to sleep. The Ansari Sahabi radiallahu anhu began to keep watch. After a while, whilst everyone is asleep, this blessed Sahabi, this Muhajir Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu agreed and went to sleep. And the Ansari Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu began to keep watch. After a while, he stood for salah. He did not pass his time by sitting and thinking, pondering. Rather, he said, I am awake, so why shouldn't I make ibadat? Why shouldn't I perform some good actions? Allahu Akbar. So this blessed Sahabi stood up for salah while absorbed in the recitation of Surah Al-Kahf. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu says, while this beloved companion, whilst this Mubarak and blessed Sahabi was reciting, he was in salah, and in salah he was reciting Surah Kahf, Allahu Akbar. An enemy climbed a hilltop. He climbed a hilltop and saw someone performing salah. He silently drew his bow and fired an arrow which embedded itself in the flesh of that Sahabi who was performing salah. Allahu Akbar. This enemy who climbed the mountain fired an arrow which went through the body of that companion who was keeping guard whilst performing salah. He was performing salah, ibadat, in the middle of the night while everyone else was resting. Allahu Akbar. Seeing that, this companion who was in salah, that enemy seeing that this Sahabi who's performing salah, yet there is an arrow through his body, but yet this companion haven't made any movement. Allahu Akbar. There was no movement whatsoever. That cruel enemy shot another two arrows at him. Allahu Akbar. The third arrow, the third one causing profuse bleeding in the body of the beloved companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But that Ansari Sahabi radiyallahu anhu did not abandon his salah. Allahu Akbar. This is what we need to derive. That companion did not make a move, yet he was bleeding. He was soaked in blood. Allahu Akbar. But he did not let his salah be affected. He did not abandon his salah. He continued and performed his ruku and sujood, completing his salah. When he completed his salah, he was extremely weak. Allahu Akbar. As he lost lots of blood, weak and in pain, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu stretched out his hand and awakened his sleeping companion. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The Muhajir Sahabi radiallahu anhu noticed the critical condition of his companion bleeding from three places. Allahu Akbar. He asked, why didn't you wake me up when you were hit by the first arrow? Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, listen to this incident narrated by Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu. The Muhajir Sahabi radiallahu anhu noticed the critical condition of this Ansari Sahabi who is bleeding from three different places, extremely weak and in the position of sajda, prostration, as he raised his hands to waken him up. The Ansari Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a lover of salah. He replied, I had started reciting Surah Al-Kahf in my salah. Main namaz par raha tha. Aur namaz mein main Surah Kahf ki tilawat kar raha tha. While reciting the Holy Quran, I did not like to cut it short. Allahu Akbar. I did not like to cut the recitation short until I was struck with the third arrow. Allahu Akbar. First two arrows embedded my body. They pierced my body. But I did not want to cut Surah Kahf short. I was enjoying Surah Kahf. Allahu Akbar. Look at this Ashiq Quran. Look at the attachment this beloved companion had with the Holy Quran. That he accepted the pain. He accepted the arrow through his body. But he never accepted to recite the Quran short, to cut the surah that he was reciting. Allahu Akbar. He says, I was greatly concerned about the responsibility assigned to me of keeping watch by the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Otherwise, I would have sacrificed my life since it was my responsibility assigned by the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. So I had to discharge it in a very professional manner. And when I found myself seriously injured, then I cut my salah short due to the sense of responsibility and awakened you so that the enemy may not attack anymore. Allahu Akbar. I was enjoying my salah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, have we seen the attachment that these companions had with salah? Allahu Akbar. May our lives become sacrificed upon these great personalities. How excellent the devotion and attachment of these personalities was with salah and the glorious Quran. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, where do we stand in comparison to these beloved companions? On one hand, these beloved companions stand. On the other hand, we stand. We have no tariqah, no way of performing our ruku and sujood correctly. We rush and do our sajda, making sure regarding the bones, regarding the fingers, which way you should be in sajda, how you should perform your ruku and sujood. Therefore, inshallah, a humble appeal to the viewers of Madani channel. Do not go away anywhere. Continue watching the next episodes, inshallah, in which we will surely discuss the laws of salah, regarding the laws of salah. This discussion is about to continue, inshallah, azza wa jal, in the coming episodes. We will discuss about the wajibat of salah and the conditions of salah, inshallah. Therefore, a humble appeal to everybody to keep watching Madani channel and do not forget our Madani mission. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah, azza wa jal, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Oh brothers, namaz will help you, namaz will to see Allah. Oh brothers, namaz will help you, namaz will to attain Jannah.